This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm very happy to have Anton Ossip here, who's the CEO of Discovery Insure. We're doing something really fun with them too. You know, a lot of people are interested in small and medium-sized businesses because that is where the economy is going to grow. Those are also the businesses that employ people. Those are the businesses that will make a difference and will hopefully get the president, who's now got a new and fresh mandate from the electorate, to achieve what he wants to achieve, which essentially is economic growth. And the only place that can happen is with small businesses. So we're asking a bunch of questions. We're asking about whether they have the support they need to succeed. It's called the Healthy Business Show, and it's a new collaborative podcast series by Discovery Business Insurance, which presents inspiring content to empower entrepreneurs to give them insights that will help them to start a business, grow that business, and achieve success. And I think it's a brilliant idea. The idea comes from Discovery Insure. And this morning, Anton Ossip is here to tell us a little bit about that. Anton, how are you?
How are you? Morning, Gary.
Nice to see you. And yeah, a busy start to this week and lots of people talking about, you know, trade wars with China and all kinds of things. But I don't think I'm wrong to say that the only place we really can fix this economy is at that small and medium business level, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, small businesses make up 60% of the economy, 34% of the economy, employ 60% of people that are in formal employment. And the key to the success of this economy and the growth of this economy is creating more SMEs and helping SMEs to thrive and succeed for the long term.
I mean, even Discovery was a small idea once.
Absolutely. Discovery is, I guess, the sort of poster child of small business, and it was a small business that started with, you know, two people,
right,
with an idea and a dream, you know, 27 years ago, and it's grown into today into a, you know, a big global corporate.
People tend to look at what a business is now, and they almost mythologize where that business might have come from, but it does start with that idea, and it does start with some founder putting the hard yards in before anyone believes in their idea. And growing it to a point where people go, oh, wow, this thing, we've got to take this seriously, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it starts with, you know, with the dream. It starts with passion. But it requires a number of things to go right for a business to succeed. And research shows that, you know, 70 to 80% of businesses don't succeed in their first 5 years. And it's often due to the lack of some of those key ingredients. You know, things like having access to capital, right, having access to markets, having, right, access to the right people and talent and management, you know, capability to take the business, you know, and make it succeed, you know, for the long term.
And there's no way to learn than... There's no better way to learn than to hear other people's stories and to hear about their experiences with their own business, because those could shortcut for you, if you're a small business owner, a lot of the hard lessons that you might be able to avoid having to learn yourself by learning them from the experiences of others. And similarly, the successes, like the ways that businesses suddenly accelerated, what they managed to do to get investment, what kinds of things that they had to do in the early stages to control cash flow, for example, what the obvious pitfalls were to avoid, what kind of clients they should try to find in the first while to make it sustainable in the long run. And all of this is going to be part of the Healthy Business Show. Now, obviously, it's a play on words because Discovery started off with, you know, the idea of health, and then it's expanded into all these other areas, including insurance and business insurance, which is the area that you're most interested in Discovery. But it's going to be, for I think a lot of people, an opportunity to go on a journey with all these small business owners and people who've had the struggles, had the difficulties of starting a business, and who can hopefully share that stuff with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a podcast series of 12 parts, and it goes through to, you know, it talks to a number of entrepreneurs, people who've had incredible success stories, you know, people like Aisha Pandor from Sweep South, an incredible South African success story, you know, becoming the sort of the Uber of domestic help or help in the home, you know, a great, great success story. You know, people like Barry Schwartzberg, the co-founder of Discovery Insurance, to hear from him, you know, what was it like in the early days and what, you know, were the challenges to build Discovery into the business that it, you know, that it is today. You know, it gives, you know, access to people that can just offer really sound advice. You know, Emma Sadler, for example, can talk about social media and the Absolutely. Risks of social media having a detrimental effect on a business. You know, one of the things we focused on in Discovery Business Insurance is to make businesses sustainable, not just for the risks of yesterday, but for the risks of tomorrow as well. And social media liability risk is a real one. You know, an employee does something wrong, right, and can destroy your business.
And you can insure yourself against that, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we brought to the table now for the first time, insurance against things like that.
So there could also be interesting lessons for people who are just getting started in what kinds of bases you need to cover with respect to insurance. So let's just talk for a second about the series, because it's hosted by Fred Rode, who we all know from Heavy Chef, which is obviously an entrepreneur education platform that's featured technologists and pioneers and creatives and people from all over the business and leadership world. But Fred is a terrific host, and he's spoken to, you mentioned a few of the names already, he's spoken to people like Barry Schwartzberg, he's spoken to people like Rich Mulholland, Aisha Pandor, to Mike Anderson, to Dov Gurnam, to Musa Kalenga, and plenty of other people, right, who have done amazing things in an economy which hasn't exactly been favorable to small businesses for a very long time. And maybe, just maybe, there's one pearl that everybody gets to take away from this. But even if you're just interested in how it all happens, even if you're just a, you know, someone who's observing this, someone who's interested, who's inspired by these kinds of stories, maybe you have no intention of actually doing it in business, these could be fascinating. Case studies and otherwise.
Absolutely. I think each one is going to be sort of just exceptional to listen to, and you know, it will appeal to different people, different sort of words of wisdom that come out of them. And hopefully everyone walks away with a few great ideas to make their business into a better business and to understand what was the secret of success on those sort of business stories.
What do you find most interesting about the business world in South Africa at the moment? You must encounter plenty of interesting people every day. You must be involved in discussions about the macro economy, and you must also hear individual, very granular stories. What is it about business in South Africa that interests you?
I think what sort of fascinates me is that business environment is difficult. You know, there's so many sort of things that are coming at us from all different directions. And the people that are most successful are those that are optimistic about the future. People that, you know, despite all the noise, they kind of cut through it. And they say that, you know, there is a great future out there. There's a great market. South Africa is incredible in terms of the growth opportunity, you know, just given the growth of the markets and the growth of the number of consumers that are becoming consumers. And if you take advantage of that and you build a business and you think out the box, you know, look at just some of the great success stories are coming out of technology. You know, we know that technology can be a major disruptor to your business. You know, if you're sitting with a business that's been going around for 20 years or 30 years and you're ignoring technology, that's a major risk to you. On the other hand, if you want to start your business tomorrow and use technology, you can become the market leader. And, you know, there's so many examples from Uber to Airbnb to SweepSouth locally and so many others that are perfect examples about how technology can become, you know, your business as opposed to disrupting your business.
I'm so glad you brought up technology, because Discovery have done some things there that nobody else has done, and you guys started doing them before everybody else too, whether it was gathering information from a medical point of view on the various people that you had on your platform so that you could make better decisions, help them to make better decisions. You know, actuaries who are crunching numbers, trying to figure out where the most need is and where the most of new research is being done, where people are trying to figure out new forms of treatment, new ways to make it financially viable for people to deal with either, you know, long-term diseases that are chronic that they have to deal with, or with particular scenarios that are eventualities for them. In business and insurance, you guys have also started from the get-go with collecting as much data as possible so that you can figure out what the need is.
Absolutely. I think if you can measure, you know, if you can measure as many things as possible and you can take those measurements and use them to reward people for better behavior change, you can make a real difference. And an example of that we've done in the business sense is what we've done on fleets, where, you know, from a small fleet to a big fleet, we've made technology available where company owners can measure how their fleets are performing, how their cars are being driven. You can incentivize fleet drivers to drive better, and therefore by bringing down the cost of accidents, bringing down the share sort of loss of life through motor vehicle accidents or lack of productivity, or even quite frankly as simple as just fuel usage. You know, if a car's been driven better, you'll spend less on fuel. And we've provided that technology free of charge to companies that are in, you know, in Discovery Business Insurance and taking out fleet insurance, you know, the sort of bolt on to their fleet insurance policy. And it's what we've done for individuals through Discovery Insure over the last 8 years.
Right.
We've done that through many years through Vitality in terms of measuring health and health outcomes and incentivizing better health outcomes. So it really just extends quite naturally into the business world.
And obviously with all this big data, you're able to plug into artificial intelligence, which is able then to figure out things that aren't so obvious because humans make mistakes. Machines tend to take all the data and look at it much more reasonably and rationally. And without the emotional attachment, it also allows you to then plot the future and to try to figure out what may be happening next.
Yeah, correct. I mean, it just kind of provides a number of paths that you can use to just make business more efficient, to assist businesses, to make them grow quicker, okay. Which is ultimately the aim of this podcast and the aim of our business.
Well, there are all these stories, and I think it'll be a fascinating journey to go on with Discovery Insure in this case, and all these amazing people with the 14 different episodes, the 12 people that we speak to, I think. They will air every Wednesday at 9 o'clock here on cliffcentral.com. They'll highlight the importance of entrepreneurship to the economy. They'll start conversations on partnerships and support for small and medium businesses, and create awareness of the helpful resources and the need to manage risk effectively, which is probably the number one reason that most companies don't survive beyond 5 years, and the ones that do manage to. And then share practical tips on how to grow a business. So if you are a small business owner, or you know someone who is thinking about starting their own business, this may be the best university for them to spend time with. And the nice thing about podcasts is you can fit them into your day, you can rewind them, you can listen to something again and again, you can find out more information, you can start those conversations with those people online too. And it's all going to be living on Discovery's website and here on cliffcentral.com.
Thanks, guys.
Very exciting stuff. No, I'm really, really thrilled. I'm delighted we're able to do this, because I know lots of business owners, and I know that their stories, it's fine if they can tell their five friends at a dinner party, but it's much more useful if they can tell everybody else who's interested. And there is a fortune of information, and there is a huge audience of people who are very, very interested in business. So I think this is the place to do it. Yeah. Very, very excited. Thank you so much. Anton Ossip, who is the CEO of Discovery Insure, joining us this morning to launch the podcast series. Make sure you listen. It starts this Wednesday at 9 o'clock, and we're going to put out all of the episodes for you over the course of the next couple of weeks so that you can hear all of these stories. And as we said, so many interesting people here. Sean Raymond, Emma Sadler, Robert Burgess, Zaid Margroz. We've got loads of really interesting people. Riyad Musa even, who you'd be interested to hear from when it comes to business. Really, really smart people with great insight.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
And you're glad that I didn't ruin Game of Thrones for you. You haven't watched it either.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm so glad that even the CEO of Discovery Insure is a Game of Thrones fan. I feel like such a geek sometimes when I have these conversations with other people, and they go, oh, no, I don't watch that. I'm too important and too busy. You're watching it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, damn right. Last show. You're going to watch it tonight.
For sure.
The family into it?
Not just me.
Just you. Okay, well, strength to you. Don't let anyone spoil it for you today. Stay off of social media if you know what's good for
you. You have no friends on social media today.
They're all your enemies.
Exactly. Yeah.
All of them. Be very, very wary. Okay, thank you so much, Anton.
Thanks,
go and listen to the new series that's brought to you by Discovery Insure. It's going to be hosted here on cliffcentral.com, and you can find it on Discovery's platforms too. If you're interested in business and you're interested in entrepreneurship and small business particularly, if you want to start a business or you're just curious about how they work, this is the place to check it out. And you can go and find out more on cliffcentral.com from this morning.
This is cliffcentral.com.